Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So today what I want to talk to you about is understanding, because I think that understanding each other is something that sits at the root of all discord in the world. And when I talk about understanding, I'm not meaning the superficial understanding. I'm meaning being able to truly put yourself in someone else's shoes, to truly understand where they're coming from and why they are being and acting and saying and doing all the things that they're doing. I think this is one of, I guess, the most important topics, really, because when we can really truly understand another person, and that's not to say that I don't sometimes buy into my own beliefs and programs and whatever else, but it is something that I do try to work on. I think some of us might struggle with it more than others. I've noticed that some people are more black and white in their thinking, more right and wrong, this or that. I suppose in regards to what I'm talking about today, I'm very blessed in that I generally see things in sort of a bit of a grey tone. I can generally see things from other people's perspectives and understand where they're coming from. And whilst this is a blessing, it's also been a bit of a burden as well at times, because I've sometimes excused behaviour because I've understood why someone is being the way they're being. And I guess that's something I should touch on as well, is that really understanding someone is a beautiful place to come from. Because when we really understand somebody, quite often the emotions that get triggered, the anger, the resentment, the hurt, the whatever else, and I'm talking about sort of conflict situations rather than the pleasant emotions, which we can also experience. And now I've lost my train of thought. Oh, when we're coming from a place of deep understanding, those emotions that I spoke about, they dissipate, because with that understanding, it's hard to remain angry at someone. If you know that somebody has struggled in their childhood and that's why they're defensive and controlling, then it's really hard to remain angry and upset with them because they've also suffered. But that does not excuse what they're doing. And in a very blurby, long-winded way, what I'm trying to say is when we have understanding, we can then address the behaviours from a neutral position, because we can let go of the anger, the resentment, all the other stuff that we might normally be triggered to feel. And with the understanding, we can say, I understand where you're coming from. I can understand why you feel you need to do this, but this is not acceptable to me. I will not be treated like this. But it doesn't have to come from a place of your own pain. It can come from a place of understanding. And when that happens, it transforms things. It might not necessarily save relationships, but it definitely builds bridges. And if those relationships are due to fall apart, because no one should tolerate someone treating them badly, even if there is understanding, and as I said, that's a lesson I learned quite the hard way. But the separation, the parting, won't be as upsetting, hurtful to yourself. You cannot predict what someone else is going to experience, and you can't stop them from experiencing things. But when you understand, where you're coming from will be very different. And quite often, that being different will ease the other person as well. As I said, not always. Sometimes you being calm and at ease can sometimes upset the other person more. But you cannot be responsible for how other people react, especially if you know that you're coming from a neutral place, a place of understanding, a place of compassion and caring. So yes, that's really what this week's episode is really about. It's to get you to be curious about people, to try to understand them, not, as I said, superficially, but really understand what drives their actions, their emotions, their behaviours, because we all come from places of hurt from time to time. And those places cause us to behave in different ways. And all it really is us trying to keep ourselves safe, trying to survive in this world. And when we understand where other people are coming from, then it can make this world a little bit of a better place. I hope you've enjoyed this week's session. As usual, I've got loads of stuff in the show notes below. My recently released Happiness Boost free course is there, along with my social media links, my website links, and where you can contact me if you're interested in coaching or anything else. Have a fabulous week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.